Federal News Radio's Federal Drive is broadcasting live from the Management of Change Conference in Virginia. That's where we'll find Amy Morris, who is standing by live with Sanjeev Sunny Bhagawalia, the Deputy Associate Administrator in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at the GSA. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Tom, and thank you, Mr. Bhagawalia, for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We're talking about a lot of the different IT innovations and changes that are coming. Cloud strategy is a huge platform for you. Tell me a bit about the cloud strategy program that you're going through, considering your position at GSA.
Yes, we're really pleased to be part of the Federal CIO's Federal Cloud Computing Program and working across government as a collaborative government in releasing the cloud strategy. And if you go to CIO.gov, he's published the strategy, obviously, and then also talked about this IT reform plan. So GSA is right in the middle of everything, and we're just pleased to be part of the action there.
Let's talk about that 25-point IT reform plan and GSA's role in it. Just remind our audience what it is and what it is you have to do to make this happen. I mean, you have a huge role here.
Yes, thank you. Actually, I thought you were going to give me a quiz on that, but but it's on CIO.gov, and it's a 40-page plan, and it's got things laid out in 6, 12, and 18-month increments. And it talks about how to reform an IT $80 billion annual IT portfolio for the U.S. federal government. And there are two parts to it. The first part is operational efficiency, and it's got things like light technology and shared services, which is cloud, data centers, and other technologies. And the second part is how to effectively manage our services, large-scale IT programs, which is more about governance, and the Mythbusters campaign, how we can talk to industry, and actually having a core of IT program management as a way that we can improve how the government manages programs and delivers services to citizens.
And how do you talk to industry? I want to get back to that Mythbusters campaign. That's pretty important.
It is. I used to be in industry for 14 years, and I've been in government for 12 years, so I've kind of seen both sides. And indeed, there are a lot of myths about we can't talk, and we obviously have to comport and comply with the federal acquisition regulations and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, I mean, you are all trying to solve common mission problems together. And if you work together in the pre-collaboration or RFP phases, and also kind of work with industry to solicit advice and work to solve these problems, I think it'll be a stronger solutions, and that's what we're interested in.
Because you were in industry, does that experience translate well to what it is you have to do now?
Yes, I believe so. I think it's been when I used to be with the Boeing company, and I used to do large programs, but also many times, you were out in the battlefield, and there's nothing like being in the front lines and actually learning and seeing how you want to, prepare solutions that are not the standard canned solutions from the ivory tower. You really want to be right there listening and learning, and I think that's when the best solutions come out and the most innovative solutions comes out. And that's what I believe is strong. It's really representative of our country, and I think at this point in time, with all the budget cuts and so on and so forth, it's a perfect time for us to kind of work together and make this happen.
I want to talk about the budget cuts, but before I do, you had mentioned the increments and the timeline, the 6 and the 12 and the 18 months.
Yes.
Now, from my point of view, that sounds like a really compressed, fast-moving timeline. Maybe from the industry side, that sounds like just about right. Which is true?
Well, it's a bit of both. I think the government is really transforming itself. I used to also be at the FBI, where we changed from the standard long solutions to small, agile solutions. In industry, obviously, agile solutions is a way to deploy solutions faster. And the government also, and especially with the federal CIO, Vivek Kundra, and GSA particularly, our office is nimble, and we try to get these solutions out fast. We get these acquisitions working with our partners, the Federal Acquisition Service within GSA. And we're able to get things out in 3 to 6 month to 9 month increments, which is unheard of. Even like data.gov is another program in my area. Mm-hmm. We were able to get it out in 3 months, which is pretty astounding. So if you think about it, I think it's just a new way of doing business, collaborating across, getting people to work together. And it's a new kind of energy and a new kind of way that people can solve and see how their solutions can really help people. And that really energizes people, and I believe that's the way of the future.
I think it's interesting that you point out the interagency collaboration as well as across the board with vendors. Everybody has to be able to talk to everybody else within government and outside of government.
Absolutely right. Communication is absolutely the key. And, for example, on some of these programs, we are communicating daily stand-ups. It's very lightweight. We have governance, but we don't have the traditional governance where, you know, you have like 500 pages of governance on a 2-page project. You know, you try to make it really nimble and agile and really try to get things out incrementally so that it kind of proves itself going forward. So I think that's really beneficial.
We are talking with Sunny Bagwalia, the Deputy Associate Administrator in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at GSA. We are talking to him live at the Management of Change Conference. You were talking about the budget constraints. Is that one of the biggest challenges you face or no?
Oh, yeah, for what I do. I mean, I used to be at the CIO at the Department of Interior, and there, you know, I oversaw a $1 billion budget across 13 bureaus and offices. And here it's a much smaller budget, but it's a very interesting experiment and a learning experience where we're able to do these e-government programs very agilely. As you know, the e-gov budget has been cut quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, we're still delivering these services for government and for our citizens. And I believe that's the way the new government has really transformed itself and found a way to bring these innovative solutions out faster. So you'll see a lot of our things are particularly geared towards and really structured in such a way that we can do these agile programs. And it's really exciting to do that, and that's one of the things we were able to prove in GSA, and I'm happy to do that. I've actually lost also 20 pounds, by the way, just being very agile.
So. Well, see, that helps. Yoga.
Bonus.
So let's talk, though, about when you were talking about the budget and the constraints, yeah. And especially with the e-initiatives. Are you going to still be able to do that even with a tighter budget?
That's a very good question. I think the main challenge is we have to find new ways to do this. The traditional stovepipe budgeting process, which comes into every little program within every agency and sub-agency into departments and then 24 CFR Act agencies, and then everyone gets their little piece. But we need to look at this horizontal fusion aspect of things, meaning that you put solutions out and then you have a fee for service or pay as you go kind of service. And so in that decision, but most of our services people are finding useful, just like email as a service, infrastructure as a service in the cloud, the data.gov, and some new, there's a collaboration platform that Dave will be announcing today. And all of these things are going on. We've set up a pilot, and I think there are examples that, you know, even despite budget cuts, if we come together as a government and utilize the services, we can leverage things better.
You gave us a little sneak peek there. Collaborative platform, collaboration platform?
Yeah, we're leveraging obviously what we're using through OMB Max and as well, but there's another platform also. I'll let Dave talk about it.
He's the keynote speaker later this afternoon.
Yes,
you don't want to steal his thunder.
Plus he's the boss. So
yeah, Dave McClure is in charge, so yeah, you don't want to do that. I understand, okay. Meanwhile, projections for the coming year, because you do have these budget constraints now, and in 2012, right around the corner, we could be going through this all over again. What's coming up for the next 9 to 12 months?
I think one of the things that's going to happen is, there's going to be a lot of budget cutting in terms of infrastructure services, which are commodity services. They'll be starting to be deployed as utility service, just like your electricity or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that has been the big vision of the IT, you know, the promise of all of us CIOs, for former CIOs, were dreaming of. And I think those days will come. Second, there'll be a chance to reinvest those savings into mission support, meaning that for the missions themselves. And I think helping those programs and mission achieve their objectives by working with them will be very, very beneficial. So I believe that's another thing that's going to happen.
You're also on a panel today.
Yes.
Information exchange and interoperability issues and imperatives for success. Can you give us a sneak peek of what we're going to hear from you today?
Yeah, I think first, obviously, after 9/11, a lot of us, I was in the FBI when it happened that day, and I still remember distinctly. And as you know, that a lot of the work and information sharing has led to some successes, some recently that you may have heard of in the news, obviously. But I think it takes a time, it takes a while, but you know, this collaboration, you know, what is the reward structure for making it happen? How do you make sure that people are sharing the best information? How do you make sure this information is not leaked that shouldn't be leaked, and so on and so forth? I believe a lot of progress has been made on the intelligence and homeland security and counterterrorism front. But now there are other opportunities for healthcare, for other kinds of things. So we've set up these communities where people can work together, like on data.gov, but also in collaboration forums like what Dave's going to announce tomorrow, today, later on.
Ah,
and all these other things. Boy, I'm really doing well here. I want to just make sure that all of these capabilities are really tremendous opportunities for information sharing and interoperability through standards like the NEEM platform, like NEEM.gov, would really be tremendous things to leverage going forward.
All right. Sunny Bagwalia is the Deputy Associate Administrator in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at GSA, providing us with some great information and teasing ahead to Dave McClure's keynote speech, which is coming up later today, and you don't want to miss that. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care.
Thank you very much.